This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings, and none have been more confounding than what they call the different strokes effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave.
Now, Jade, very exciting show today. We're going to speak to Blake Davies, who's an actor. Mm-hmm. He's been on ABC's fantastic drama, The Slap. He's in a new play called Eight. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk to him much later in the show. But also, this is your week to pick music. Not entirely. Come on now. Not entirely. We don't get that much creative control.
You're making it sound like I've just picked, like, you know, our entire playlist. No.
Yeah, it's not a guest spot on Rage. But we do have your music pick of the week coming up after 7 o'clock today, Jade. Mm-hmm. Of course, tomorrow, Jade, have your dancing shoes on. It's Joy's Radiothon party. And you guys, Jade and I, are going to be there just completely frocked and ready to go.
Don't oversell it, Dave.
Don't oversell
it. I don't wear anything more formal than jeans and a pair of runners.
And that is exactly why we love you. And that's exactly why it's called Different Strokes, because I certainly won't be frocking up either.
Culture. The attitudes and behaviour characteristic of a particular social group. Welcome to Different Strokes Culture.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It is 19 minutes to 7.
Jade, do you live for that intro or what?
I do have a bit of a sweet spot for Fembot, Dave.
You know, back when Jade and I used to do Different Strokes at 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night, we used to have our culture segments pretty frequently.
Yeah, pretty frequently.
And I feel like ever since we came to breakfast, you know, I haven't had the opportunity to pull out that intro in a while. And every single time I used to play that intro, Jade would be like, oh, Fembot Dave.
It was funny, Dave, when we announced that we were going to move to breakfast, one of the first things one of our, you know, friends of Different Strokes asked.
One of our strokers asked was,
oh, well, what are you, are you guys still going to play your intros? Because I love your intros.
So look, whoever it is asking, I hope you're up early. But Jade, very exciting news. Apparently Green Lantern has been outed as DC Comics' first gay superhero.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because apparently last year one of the DC publishers announced that there was going to be a gay character. And since then, it's been speculation about who it is. The internet is rife and now saying that, while it hasn't been confirmed by DC, that it will be the original Green Lantern. So not the version that Ryan Reynolds played in the film, so it's not Hal Jordan. But what I found interesting about this story, Dave, is that pretty much the same day as all of this sort of hit the media, Marvel had announced that their gay character that they've had for a while now, North Star, who's from X-Men, was going to marry his longtime boyfriend.
How cool is that?
In an upcoming issue. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're seeing a lot more of these, gay and lesbian characters mm-hmm. show up in comic books, which I think is wonderful. It's been a long time coming. It certainly would save a lot of, you know, gay fans from writing their own fan fiction.
Yeah, well, there's so much slash fiction going out there, Dave, anyway.
Like... Yeah, I know. I don't think it's actually going to stop. Yeah. But, you know, I think, if anything, it's great to see this kind of stuff embraced in mainstream media.
Yeah, I mean, last year we saw Kevin Keller get married. Like, he came out, I think it was the year before.
Now, he was in Archie Comics.
He's in Archie Comics, and so they've got, you know, their... It's an interesting audience, that one there, that to have... And then Batwoman came out a couple of years ago as a lesbian. Mystique from the X-Men is a bisexual, so she had been in a relationship with... I think she had kids with Beast, and then she'd been in a long-term relationship with a woman at different times.
You say that it's about pop artist with character.
Pop artist with character.
Forget what you've heard. Go to listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It's 13 minutes past 7.
Jade, take us all the way to church and preach the good word of Passion Pit.
Yeah, so Dave, Passion Pit had an album out in 2009 that was called Manners. It was actually a debut. They'd had EPs beforehand, but Manners was such a great album.
And we did play some... Passion Pit songs
played
on Joy, haven't we?
Some of their previous songs before. They're kind of electro indie pop-ish stuff. You know, to me, this is what I would call upbeat music.
Yes. Now, Jade's idea of what is pop is probably Passion Pit.
Yeah.
So a little different to Tyre Cruz, which we've just heard from. But Jade, what's different about this new single this time around? Because they've had all this time off. Surely there's been growth?
Well, you know, I guess for me, like, I was actually really excited when I heard this song because honestly, like, they haven't released anything since 2009. They've done a stack of remixes of other people's songs. So they remixed Lady Gaga's Telephone. They did a remix of Tegan and Sarah's Alligator. See, both sides of the Different Strokes.
Even Katy Perry.
They did a Katy Perry thing, which, you know, we're really excited about. They did a remix of Bruno Mars' song. They did a remix of a Gautier song. So they've done, like, a really broad range of remixes in that time, but hadn't released anything new. So I was super excited to hear, because I heard they were releasing an album. They've actually got their second album called Gossamer coming out in July, but this song is the first single or the first thing that they've released from the album. It's called Take a Walk. It's very nice.
Jade, do you feel that in between albums, when they've, you know, gone and remixed for all these major pop stars, do you think they might have gathered some new fans along the way?
Well, I'm sure that helps them.
Yeah, get your name out there in between albums, doesn't it?
Well, and particularly because they've got, like, you know, they've literally done 10 to 15 different remixes of different artists in that time, and they're all so different. You would think that people might go, oh, well, I'm going to go listen to Manners now and, you know, get
maybe
involved.
Yeah, just do a bit of research before the new album comes
and
along.
They, you know, they are, I mean, great. I love them. Indie. Like,
oh, Jade, electric. you're blushing, you're fangirling.
Yeah, well, you know, and I'm a big fan of lyrics too. Some great lyrics and hooks in this song.
Excellent. Now we're going to have a listen to Passion Pit's new single, Take a Walk. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Different Strokes here with Jade and Dave on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, see, they're already like building it, Dave.
Yeah, I feel it. See, I feel like we're traveling through space.
A little bit of space Plinky Lala.
Oh, yeah. Intergalactic realness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, you know, the beat's going to happen any minute now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm putting on my space helmet and we're going to space.
Yeah.
Yes. Passion Pit, take us there. Blast off. Come on.
There we go.
Now, I'm so excited about this Radiothon party that's happening tomorrow night because you and I, we're going to be there.
We are going to be there.
It's so cool. I mean, I'm sure there's some people who are, you know, would like to meet us, hopefully.
Well, I'm really looking forward to actually talking to and meeting people who have heard the show.
Yeah, maybe people who haven't, you know, come up and say hi to us, but like, oh, you know, your voice sounds familiar. I think you're on some show with Different in it.
Yeah.
I've actually had that comment before. I'm like, yes, Different Strokes, that's us.
Well, actually, funnily, Dave, remember we were in the airport at Sydney once, and we were ordering food, and someone said to you, your voice sounds familiar. Are you on Joy?
I know. I tell that story all the time because it makes me sound good. One thing that's really cool about these kind of joy gatherings is that we get to be with our joy family, which we so love. Mm-hmm. You know, it's such a wonderful, diverse and caring family that we have here of on-air presenters and volunteers all across the board.
Yeah, so you will get to meet some really great people.
Jade might not seem like it, but she is totally the type to burn up the dance floor.
I can burn up a dance floor if I try, yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's not Katy Perry music.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, Kesha, I've seen you kind of oblige.
Beyonce, yeah.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Even Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I rock out to most pop music. I can pick up a beat.
Now, Jade, you have this fascinating theory about when a group of people get together and dance. Mm-hmm. You have this idea that something called a group groove forms and happens. It's like, you know, cells formulating or DNA's merging or something.
It's like, you know, there's like something called a group groove where you like all get together and then you're like standing around in like a circle and you're like grooving together in a circle rather than...
And usually in the middle of the circle is somebody's purse, somebody's jacket, somebody's bag.
Or, or people take turns going in and like being the focus of the group groove for a minute and then coming back out. You know, they do their signature move and then they walk back out again.
Jade, I don't mean to call you out on this, but this seems like a very regional club behaviour.
I have seen it in all kinds of clubs, Dave.
Even the, you know, cool Melbourne clubs?
Yes. I have been involved in a group groove with you, Dave, so I...
Okay, well, albeit I don't party out in regional Victoria somewhere, so this must definitely happen somewhere hot and happening because I wouldn't be seen otherwise.
No, you wouldn't. You're only at, you know, the best and the greatest.
Yes, everyone, please keep safe on the roads while you're listening to Joy 94.9. Brett, will you be joining us in a group groove tomorrow for Radiothon's launch party?
Oh, maybe at Radiothon launch party. I'm not sure about participating in a group groove.
See, the thing about the group groove is you don't know you're participating in it and then you are.
Yeah, Jade will push you in the middle.
Yeah, no, I'm not happy being in the middle. When I'm in the group, I like to be the best dancer, but I don't like to be in the middle attracting attention.
Oh, okay. So he's like, okay, I'm going to show you guys up, you who think you're the feature in the centre, I'm going to show you up from the sidelines.
Yeah, because I'm like doubly cool. I'm not only a better dancer, I'm not an attention seeker.
Oh my God, catch.com.
Hey, I'm Marina and the Diamonds, and you are listening to Different Strokes with Jade and Dave on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It's 21 minutes to 8.
Now, Jade, let's have a look at Twitter trending topics of the day because, you know what, we want to make sure that you have all the real tea and all the up-to-date stuff when you're at the water cooler having a chat with your friends.
Yeah, and we all know that Twitter is, you know, faster these days than the news outlets.
Yeah, it's definitive. is it really?
Dave, Les Miserables, the movie?
Yes, Anne Hathaway is trending right now on Twitter because it's been announced that she's in Les Miserables, which is this like a movie remake or something like that?
Yeah, so they've released the reason there's sort of all this hype at the moment is they've just released the trailer for it. It also stars Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe. And, you know, they've released, obviously, Anne Hathaway singing. Interesting choice, Russell Crowe. I feel like that's kind of, you know, remember when Meryl Streep did Mamma Mia and everyone's like, I'm trying to, like, get my head around she's going to sing.
Now, we do know Russell Crowe is a bona fide musician with albums out.
Yeah, I know.
So...
But this is, you know, this is a bit classical, not, you know, not rock, hard rock type
not
stuff.
Not pub rock.
Yeah, which
not
is what
Bendigo
he,
pub rock, yeah, which is probably what Russell Crowe does.
Yeah, which is what he does. So, yeah, really interested to see how this movie goes. That is trending everywhere.
So apparently you can now go online and watch Anne Hathaway singing I Dreamed a Dream, which is a classic Les Mis song that in recent times have been redone and made re-famous again by Susan Boyle.
And they've released sort of a couple of, I think they're releasing up to 5 key scenes from the movie that you can go watch in this trailer as well. So check
Excellent.
That out.
Excellent. Now, what other trending topics are happening on Twitter?
One of my favourite random Twitter trending topics at the moment is reasons I love honey.
Oh my goodness. Jade, I feel like anyone who is living in the Southern Hemisphere right now that's experiencing some sort of winter conditions, aka all of us here in Melbourne.
Yep.
We can relate to honey.
Well, because this is the time of the year when the honey comes out.
Yes.
Often
people get sick.
Accompanied by lemon and some sort of tea.
Yep. Lemon, ginger if you're a bit gourmet.
Yeah.
A little fancy.
Yeah.
But reasons why we love honey. Is Winnie the Pooh sponsoring this announcement?
I'm sure there's plenty of beekeepers out there, you know, giving their realness.
Yeah, plugging their company along in the hashtag. Jade, look, at some point in the last week or so, you and I fell rather ill, mm-hmm. along with the rest of Melbourne, apparently. You know, the cold and flu is going around,
yep.
as it does this time every year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jade, I'm sure a lot of us go to work or take public transport and notice people coughing, sneezing, wheezing,
yeah.
sniffly all over.
Having tissues all around.
Oh, tissues all over the desk.
Yeah.
I at least try to confine my tissues to one corner of the desk.
Really. Dave, I'm a big believer in that you don't go in when you're sick. And this is why. We all work in open office plans now.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets around, it keeps going around, and then before you know it, you've got it again.
Yeah, you never know. That dude in accounts from, like, the other corner of the floor
mm-hmm.
might be, you know, coughing and wheezing and doing something, and you might catch it the next minute. You never know.
Well, it was really proven last week in my office. I got sick, and then the girl who sits next to me got sick, and then the girl who sat on the other side of the office got sick. So, you know, it's kind of, it does this full circle. I know that people try and brave it or whatever, or they, you know, get
and
bored at home. And,
you know, it feels like we're sitting ducks sometimes in the yeah. office, because you can hear people coughing, mm-hmm. people falling sick around you, and then you're like, oh, I know I'm next. I know I'm next. I'm about to be hit.
Mm-hmm.
So I got hit a few weeks ago, and this is the thing, Jade. I'm rather new to my job.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been there for about 6 or 7 months. Mm-hmm. And I'm that type of person that goes, unless I'm really, like, you know, you have to strike me with lightning. Like, you have to make, you know, I have to be mentally out of it to not have me at work. And, Jade, I don't feel that I'm contagious, which is wrong.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm contagious. So I went into work anyway. But, you know, and I've been getting sort of mixed comments here and there. You know, some people go, oh, you should go home sick. You look unwell. And then other people will be like, oh, you know, good on you for soldiering on. I see you, you know, trying your best, blah, blah, blah. Those kind of comments are regular comments we hear at work. So should we, Jade, be actually encouraging people by saying things like, oh, you know, you're soldiering on, I see.
No.
Or should we just, you know, send genuinely sick people home?
Like, I know my manager says I don't want people... I prefer if people are sick to call in sick, because I don't want it getting spread around the whole team, because yeah. then we're losing weeks.
Yeah, you know, it's productivity down for the whole department. So,
yeah.
you know, although you might think you're a team player by going, oh, I'll soldier on.
Yeah.
You're probably, yeah, killing everyone softly.
Joy 94.9.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows, because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave, 21 minutes past 8.
Jade, you know, that intro is pretty much spot on when it comes to television recommendations, because I do look to you for, you know, what's hot, what's mm-hmm. happening. You seem to have more time to devote to TV than I generally do.
Well, I just think it's an important part of our culture.
Okay.
In any case, Dave, like girls, like we were talking about Twitter trending topics earlier. The TV show Girls has been a Twitter trending topic, you know, on and off for months now. It actually premiered at South by Southwest Festival earlier on this year, and is airing in the US on HBO, but has just recently started. They did their first episode this week. I think it's on pay TV, so you may have to sort it out somewhere. The show is created by Lena Dunham, who when we were watching, my girlfriend said, oh, is she like Beyonce? Because like when you look at the credits, it's like created by, produced by, directed by, written by. So she's done it all. She's like 26, Dave.
Was she behind the camera filming it? Because Beyonce would be doing her own concert.
Yeah, and Beyonce does her own editing also.
Can imagine Beyonce on iMovie.
She used Pro Tools, Dave.
No, she gets Kelly Rowland to do the editing. Come on, and then takes the credit.
Anyway, it's a comedy series, but it's kind of, it's an interesting comedy series. Like initially, Dave, because it's, you know, it's set around four women living in New York City who are single. There was like kind of this thing, oh, is this going to be like a new version of Sex and the City? Watching it, it's very stark in difference. Yes, they are four women living in New York City trying to figure out their love lives and their careers, but told in very different ways. Like, it's very raw and it feels almost real. There are elements that I'm sure will be relatable to a lot of people. I mean, I have not been single for a long time, so there were parts of it that I kind of found like I couldn't go there. But you know, you've always had that friend that goes out with that guy that it's just awful to them, and you're just like, oh, you know, why are you wasting your time over there? You know, you've always had that friend. So
so do you feel like this is something other girls to play on the title, you know, other women can relate to?
I think it's relatable to anyone who's in that period of their lives. Like, I think if you're in your 20s,
single,
you're like getting started in your career.
I feel like this is preaching to me.
Yeah. And, you know, and it's very like, honestly, David is very kind of stark in terms of, oh, okay, well, you know, I've lived this sort of upper middle class life, but I'm now trying to have to make it on my own. Mm. This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 with Jade and Dave. It's 23 minutes to 9. Dave, really, really lucky. On the phone at the moment, we've got young Australian actor Blake Davis, who played Richie in one of your favourite shows, Dave, The Slap. But he's been cast in a special one night only play called 8, which is super awesome.
Good morning, Blake.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. As you can tell, we're well and truly up and alive and awake. Are you still in bed?
Well, no, because I had a call at 7:45 from my mum saying, make sure you're up. And I'm like, oh, mum.
You got to love it. Actually, Dave's mum gets him up for our show every morning, every Thursday morning too, you know, does the wake up alarm.
You know, if we didn't have the mums, I don't think my career would be on track.
So is your mum your manager unofficially?
Well, I think she likes to think so, but I think my real agent, there's kind of a co-operation happening.
Maybe your agent's like, you know, faxing and emailing your mum your schedule and something like that, so, you know, she can keep track of you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Blake, you've been cast in a play called 8. So tell us about that and how did you get involved?
Well, one day I was actually at my agency and my agent said to me, I've got this this great play for you to have a read and see what you think about it. And I read it and at first I didn't know too much about it. And then I did a whole lot of research on it and found out, you know, that they've already done it so many times in the US. And I was reading here thinking, wow, this is a really, you know, this is a really big kind of issue that's happening at the moment. And then my agent was telling me how many different people are signing on to doing it. And I was like, well, yeah, I'll definitely, you know, this is a big thing that I'd love to be a part of. And Catherine McClements, who I've worked with once before in a different show, she's in it playing my mum in the last show I worked in Entangle for 3 years. She also played my mum. So I hadn't seen her in a while.
So she's coming back to play your mum?
Yeah, she's coming back to play one of my mums, at least.
Interesting.
But, yeah, it was a big thing to be a part of, and I wouldn't want to miss it. I was actually really honoured that they actually asked me and gave it and just said, have a read of this and see what you think. So, yeah, I was very happy.
Tell us a bit about the part that you're playing. You've sort of hinted at what you're going on. You've got Catherine McClements as your mother.
Yeah, so I've got me and I'm Elliot and my brother, who's played by Rob. We're kind of these two twin brothers who have two mums, and the whole time we thought they were married, and we find out that they weren't actually married. They weren't allowed to get married. Come along to the courtroom and we sit there and we listen to the whole thing happening. And we're kind of these young two kids. They're like, what are we doing here? This is going on for ages. And my mum was like, okay, when you get back, you know, you can go back to sport or blah, 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 blah. So they're kind of these young teenagers that are kind of observing it and you know, finding out all this information at once.
Now, AID is a play, you know, that's done in support of same-sex marriage here in Australia, and it's been strategically timed to coincide with the Senate's finding from a current inquiry on same-sex marriage in Australia. So have you, you know, talked to your friends in the industry about this? What's the reaction been like with you joining this very important play?
I spoke to, you know, a couple of actors my age and a couple of guys older my age, and They were all for it, you know. They said, oh, you know, when is it on? And you know, send me the link. And with a couple of friends, like, send me the link. I'll buy a ticket and I'll come watch.
21st century, everything's on.
You realize
on,
it goes to, like, what's that? Sorry.
21st century, everything's on Twitter and Facebook, so link them up.
Yeah, pretty much. And I said to them, you know, it goes for about 2.5 hours. Like, yeah, it's fine.
Okay. 2.5 hours, no toilet break.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, tell us, when is this play on? Because it's one night only in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. It's on the 8th and the 9th. So,
So the 9th in Sydney and the 8th in Melbourne, and it's at Her Majesty's Theatre.
So if you guys want to catch Blake Davies on stage with a bunch of fantastic cast and actors in this reading of 8, make sure you head to our website, joy.org.au, for more details. Good luck, Blake, with the play and everything you do from here on out.
Thank you. I hope to see you guys there.
Yep, excellent. Thank you so much, Blake.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.